Hello? Oh, it is on. They told me it would be on when I got up here, and I didn't believe them. The other thing they told me was, well, not told me, but they asked me, do you need any tech support for your fireside chat? I said, fireside chat? If it's a fireside chat, what I need is fucking scotch and a cigar. And so here it is. And I didn't know they were going to do that, so bear with me while I pour some. I'm just going to take my time because the fire here makes me feel like I can. So, they give you 20 minutes, right, to talk about whatever you want. And I got to be honest, this is kind of weird. Like from a speaker perspective, typically, you know, you go to an event and they give you a topic and you know, you follow along. And this time it was like, no, pick whatever you want. So you really have to sit back and go, well, what the hell do I want to talk about? It could be anything. So I kind of let it simmer for a couple of days, and I decided to go back to the thing that I started with, to be honest with you, and it wasn't advertising. I was a production artist when I started in this business, and I started at an agency because I wanted to get into advertising, but I didn't have a clue what I was doing. So I started in the business as a production artist, and I got my first job working with three other production artists. And the first thing I noticed was that there was one of them that everybody seemed to want to work with. And I hated her for it. Like, I really did. Like, I was in the ad business. I wanted to be good at it. And here was this girl that was like, everybody kind of wanted to work with her. And I couldn't figure out why, because it didn't seem like a pleasant experience. I remember kind of watching and going, how come everybody's always pissed off when they're done with that exchange? Because it was a pretty temperamental event every time someone requested something. And I mean, I get it. I get that as a production artist, you get the feedback, you got to do things quick, you got to turn the stuff around, you got to spit it back out. But she was angry. And I remember kind of going, okay, well, I may not be the best production artist here. I've been on the job 2 weeks. And I really don't know what I'm doing. By the way, mental note, I don't mean to discourage you, but you don't have a fucking clue what you're doing when you leave school. I mean, you have some idea, but it's what happens next that's more important, which is a little bit about this topic. So anyway, the strategy that I chose to work with was I didn't feel like I was good enough as a production artist, which kind of sounds funny. So I chose a different strategy, which was maybe I just make it easier to work with me. Maybe people could work with me and it would be a more pleasant experience. And so I started to do that. I would just, whatever people wanted, whatever they needed, I would do it. I would do it quickly. I would try to do it to the best that I could, and just try to use my ability to sort of work with everybody as a tactic to progress my career versus being the best production artist. Whatever that really means. I'm not even sure what that means. And it worked. In a very short amount of time, I called it the go-to production artist. I wanted to be the go-to production artist. And she eventually left, and everyone started kind of coming to me. And I remember being very afraid of being called out. You know, I thought that people were going to be like, ah, you're actually not that good. We like working with you. And if so, you know, what's the harm in that? Yeah, that's real. So this was an interesting point for me in my career very early on, because I started to realize that there were sort of two aspects to the game, if you want to call it that. One, your ability to do the work you've been asked to do, and two, your ability to work with the people who've asked you to do it. Very distinct differences, I might add. So that was the first thing. The second kind of event that I wanted to share with you, and I think I probably got more out of this than the team I'm going to tell you a story about, was when I really went, okay, this isn't really about... So if you read the topic of my discussion, it was about how we're not in the ad business, and hopefully this will all make sense to you in a minute, but the story I'm about to tell you is the second time I went, no, this is different. It's not about advertising. And what happened was I had hired a junior team to come out to Halifax, probably 2005. And these guys were good. Like, these were the guys that if we had an opportunity that I felt could afford something different, I would make sure these guys worked on it because they were coming up with crazy shit all the time. And you know, most of it was really good. And on this particular day, they went in to sell an ad that we had all approved to a client. And for whatever reason, I couldn't make the meeting. So I was waiting in my office when the meeting was done. And they came in and I asked how it went. And they were really pissed off. They hadn't sold the work. I think it was two ads. This was back when, you know, you sold an ad. You didn't sell all the stuff we sell now. And they were really pissed off. And I said, you know, well, what happened? And they described to me what happened, which was they showed them the ad, they put it on the table, they talked them through what they thought the ad was going to do, and the client didn't buy it. They just didn't buy it, and that was the end of the discussion. It was over. They asked them to go back to the drawing board. They had a little bit of feedback, and they came in pretty upset about it. So for whatever reason, and I'd love to claim some, I really have no idea where this came from, but I had this idea that they needed to understand that selling the work wasn't just about the work. So what I did was I asked them to go out for a week and go shopping, basically. But I had very specific assignments. I wanted them to go to a retail store, or not a, a retail store, an appliance store, like a Sears or something, and shop for a fridge or a freezer or whatever they felt compelled to shop for. And then a cell phone store, because one of our clients was a mobility customer or a provider, and then pick one that they wanted to go to. And so a week goes by, and to be honest with you, I actually thought they were going to come back and say they didn't do it. I felt like a teacher. It was kind of weird. And now keep in mind, I had been in the creative director position at this point for maybe 2 years. So everything that I did, I sort of secretly sat back and went, Jesus, I hope that was the right call. Because you and I still do that, by the way. You never really know. So anyway, a week later, they come back into my office, and I'm like, all right. I had a little couch there. We're sitting down, and what they don't know is that I'm as excited to hear about what happened as, well, I'm not sure if they were excited, but I'm really excited to hear what happened. So they start describing it to me. They went to Sears, and they talked to a woman about buying a fridge. They went to a cell phone store, talked to someone about buying a phone, and they went to a jewelry, like, kiosk kind of thing in a mall. And they described each person like this. The girl at the jewelry store, they literally were just flirting with. Like, they weren't going to buy anything. I guess she was hot. I didn't see her. I don't know. The cell phone store, they met a young woman there who knew everything about every phone in the store and made a recommendation. And at Sears, they met an older woman there who apparently knew everything about fridges. And so they described each experience to me, and they sort of said, well, the jewelry store was just fun. We didn't really look at the jewelry. We were just flirting. I get it. Let's count that one out. The woman at Sears apparently was quite good. She talked a lot about the fridges and how she uses them and what you're looking for when you buy a fridge and why you might look for those things. Asked a little bit about their personal lives. And the woman at the cell phone store, basically said, here's the one you want, here's why, sort of take it or leave it. And at this point, I'm sitting there thinking, they must know at this point where I'm going with this. They've got to know. They have no idea. So I go, all right, which one are you? Like, which salesperson are you? And one of them literally fell back in his chair. I kind of did too, like I never showed it, right? Because I was like, it fucking worked. I sat back and I couldn't believe that they didn't know where I was going to go with this. And so I said, which one are you? It was a rhetorical question. I told them which one they were. They were the cell phone girl who knew everything about the phone, aka ad, and didn't care why or what or how. They just said, this is the one you need. Take it or leave it. Now, when I asked them what they thought about that interaction, of course, they said, well, we were kind of pissed off with that girl. Like, I didn't want to buy a phone from her. She didn't talk to me. And the other guy asked about the fridge, the appliance store, and he said, he's married. He was a young guy. He was actually pretty young to be married. But he said, we don't need a fridge, but I think I'm going to go get one. And I was like, well, holy shit. Could you imagine, like, a client going, I don't need an ad, but I think I'm going to go buy one. Like, it's, you know what I mean? So the point of that story was to point out to those guys, and it actually was a confirmation for myself, that you're not just selling the work. You know, you're selling yourself. You really are. You really do have to be cognizant of the people aspect of this game. And so I like to say we're not in the ad business. Like, we're in the ad industry, but I think that we're in the business of people. And what I mean by that, like, if you're not convinced of that, think about what we do, whether you're on the client side, the agency side, be it an account person, a creative person, whatever the case might be. Sorry, I'm really dry. It must be this scotch here. Oh, do you want a picture of that? I could light the cigar if you like. The point being, if you think about everything that we do in our industry, it's about shaping perceptions, manipulating impacting decision making, changing behavior, building relationships with brands and people. And you can't do that if you don't have a good understanding of those relationships, if you don't have a good understanding of what motivates people to do what they do. It's funny, I often think to myself that we should have like a psychologist on staff. I've never actually said it out loud because people might take it the wrong way. I really think we should have a psychologist on staff. Because it's crazy to think, like, I can use myself, anyone that has started to progress in their career, particularly creative folks, a lot of people always say this to me, do you miss doing the work? And in the role that I'm in, I don't do the work so much anymore as I sort of lead it or direct it. And people always say to me, do you miss doing that? Do you miss doing the work? The truth is, it was never the work that I got the gratification from. The work was the job I had at the time. What I got the gratification from was knowing that something I thought or felt or could sense or pulled out of a shitload of information that the client gave me in a deck, I could look at that and go, there's something in here that you've missed that's going to change the way you do your business. Now, when I was younger and doing creative, I used that information to make an ad. Now I use that information to build strategies and change a client's direction. And it's probably more gratifying, if I'm being honest, than having to create the stuff, because you get to sit around a boardroom table and you get to have discussions about their business and what we believe will motivate the people. My phone's buzzing. I was tempted to answer it. What will motivate the people they're trying to talk to do the thing we want them to do. And when you actually figure that thing out, God damn, that's so cool. Like, it's not about the ads anymore. It's about going, we thought, we saw something, we understood that it might cause a reaction, and it did. And so for me, that's probably one of the most gratifying things about this business. And that, to me, is nothing to do with advertising. That's just about people. I came across something the other day on LinkedIn that I thought was interesting. It was quite a long post that someone had written about people and business. And I chose to, I don't know, it seems kind of negative now that I'm looking at it again, but I chose to take a paragraph out of this because it really highlighted what I felt was the point, which was that when you start to understand that this business is about understanding people, it will change the way you do your work. So I'm just going to read, it's going to seem negative, but I think you'll get what I mean. I read a little bit out of this excerpt from this post that was on LinkedIn, literally like 3 days ago. And it says, the story, by the way, was an article on human behavior, which I think seemed appropriate for LinkedIn. And the part that I pulled out says, 85% of all of your problems in business and in life, this is crazy, will be contained in the people with whom you interact. It will be the responses, reactions, and human behavior of other people that will cause you the most grief and misery. Choosing the wrong people in the first place often creates a situation that can never be happy or productive. And I actually wrote out the rest of it because I thought the rest of it was a little bit relevant. Your ability to understand the foundation principles of human behavior can give you an edge in selecting people and molding them into a peak performance team for yourself and your business. So it's funny because we sit back a lot, you know, in the office, and we get wound up and stressed out about details of an ad. Oh, you forgot the legal. Oh, the number's wrong. That's a big one. You know what I mean, right? Why do you have to use 5 words? Can't you say it in 4? It's such bullshit. Like, to be honest with you, it's such bullshit. You need to pull yourself out of that. You need to pull yourself away from how many words it is and ask yourself, does it even matter? Ask yourself, is the message we're using to talk to people even important to the people we're talking to? Because if it isn't, the last issue you have is whether you have 5 words or 4. And the only way you can start thinking that way is when you start thinking about the idea that you're communicating to people, you're not doing ads. And with that, I answer the question, what the hell are we doing here? Because that was my topic in the book. Well, I don't know why I'm reading this all of a sudden. I like to say we're in the ad industry, but we're in the people business. And that's what I think we do for a living. Thank you.